Balls gone!
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineups, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks, the throw is late! Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds!
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
From Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland, it's a beautiful Sunday evening, and it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Hi, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you here in the Franklin P. Purdue press box. Shorebirds and the Mudcats wrapping up their series this week as well as their season series with a lot on the line. Shorebirds trying to avoid another series loss, need a win here today to split, and also need a win here today to split the overall season series. Right now, the Mudcats have taken 6 out of the 11 games, have taken 3 out of 5 this week, so a win today for Carolina nets them both the series and overall season series against Delmarva. They put themselves in that situation thanks to a win last night as the Shorebirds were shut out. As the shutout shoe doesn't feel as good when you're wearing it on your own foot, Shorebirds day after one hitting the Mudcats in a 2-0 win, get two hit and shut out by the Mudcats 6-0 last night. Mudcats with 3 in the second, 2 in the third, and then 1 more in the fifth were anchored by Alexander Corneal on the mound for the Mudcats, who went 6 shutout innings, struck out 10, including the final 5 in a row that he faced, and his final 7 outs all came by way of the strikeout. He allowed just 2 hits, didn't walk anybody, and then Michele Vasilotti and Leone De La Cruz went the rest of the way for the Mudcats. Lone bright spots for Delmarva yesterday. The 2 hits, 1 for Reed Trimble, and then a double for Frederick Benkozme. Other than that, not a whole lot else doing. The bullpen was solid. They threw 6 and a third innings of 1-run baseball, the only run being allowed by Carson King on a solo homer to Hedbert Perez. Other than that, though, not too many highlights for the Shorebirds yesterday. Just a tough 6-0 shutout loss, the second time in 3 games now that they have been shut out. At 55-52 on the season with the win, 21-20 here in the second half. They're now tied for second place in the Carolina League Northern Division, 4.5 games back of the Fred Nats, who have already won earlier today. The Shorebirds dead last in the Northern Division. They are 10.5 games back at 15-26 so far here on the season. We'll go ahead, take a short break, and when we come back, we'll introduce the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. This is the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Back here at Purdue Stadium, here on the Shorebirds pregame show, Sam Jelinek with you. Let's get you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Carolina Mudcats, Henry Mendez leads it off. He'll play right field. Robert Mark Brown Jr. is the DH in tonight's game for the Mudcats. He bats third. Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman, bats fourth. Luis Castillo out in left field, he bats fifth. Eduardo Fernandez, the center fielder, bats sixth, followed by Yadier Arenamo, the second baseman, batting seventh. Brandon Giraba is the third baseman, batting eighth, and Alex Hall does the catching, batting ninth, for Fernando Olguin on the mound for the Mudcats. Preston Automotive Group starting lineup for the Shorebirds. Luis Valdez leads it off. He is at second base. Noelbert Romero is the third baseman. He bats second. Reed Tremble, the DH, bats third. Mishael Dezon, the cleanup man, follows him and plays left. Frederick Bencosme is the shortstop. He bats fifth. Elio Prado hitting sixth, plays center field, followed by Steven Acevedo, the right fielder, batting seventh. Roberto Martinez mans first base and bats eighth. And Mishael Montecone does the catching for Davey Cruz in the mound here today for the Shorebirds. Your starting pitching matchup, it's Davey Cruz for Delmarva. He's 1-1 with a 3.51 ERA. Fernando O'Guin on the mound for the Mudcats. He's 2-2 with a 5.29 ERA so far this season. Shorebirds and Mudcats for the final time this season. 12-game set last year when the Shorebirds weigh 8-4. Today, the season series and this series this week on the line. And right now the ball is firmly in Carolina's court. A win and they take both of them. Shorebirds a victory and everything gets split evenly between the two teams. Following today's game, the Shorebirds an off day yet, or tomorrow. They'll use that to travel down the road to Salem, Virginia, where they'll begin a six-game road trip, playing their final six games of the season this year against the Salem Red Sox. They'll then return home and beat Candy Stripe the rest of the way, home, then road, and then home again to wrap up the season. Coming up on the final four series of the season. Crazy to think, just 25 games remain for the Shorebirds now. Not counting today, just 12 more times here at home and 12 more times on the road. And then the 2022 season will be in the books. And that's all she wrote on the short. The Birds are about to take the field. Or are they? Looked like for a moment they're about to merge from the dugout. Looks like they're staying put for now, so we'll stay with you. It's a gorgeous day again for baseball. It's just been fantastic weather all weekend long. Exactly what we had hoped for this series against the Mudcats wrapping up here in mid-August. Now, the Shorebirds are finally taking the field, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time. When we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Shorebirds pregame show here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter a bouncing ball through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody. It is a beautiful day here at Purdue Stadium in Salisbury, Maryland, and it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds Sunsplash Sunday afternoon. Shorebirds and Mudcats for the final time this season, with the series both season-wise and this week on the line. Mudcats hold the lead in both overall on the season, lead it 6-5 here this week. They lead it 3-2, so the Shorebirds need to win in order to split both. They put the ball in the hand of Davey Cruz to try to pitch them to victory here today. Young Davey, the youngest guy on the Shorebirds roster at 18 years old, he is 1-1 with a 3.51 ERA this season. And this is the defense that sets up behind him. Mishael Dezon mans left field. Elio Prado in center. Steven Acevedo in right. Noelbert Romero's at third. Frederick Bencosme at short. Luis Valdez at second. Roberto Martinez at first. And Mishael Exile Monte Cone does the catching for Davey Cruz. Davey, 5'11", 154 pounds, left-handed pitcher. On the year, he's 1-1 with a 3.51 ERA. 33 and a third innings, he's struck out 38 and walked 26. Allowed 27 hits, 20 runs, 13 of them earned. Second time this week that he's going to be seeing the Mudcats. Back on Tuesday, Davey threw 4 2/3 innings, allowing 4 runs on 5 hits against Carolina. Walked 1 and tied a season high by striking out 7. It was really the Eric Brown Jr. show against Cruz, as he had 3 of the 4 runs driven in against Davey in that game. Leading off for the Mudcats against Davey will be Hendry Mendez. Top of the order, Mendez, Moore, and Brown Jr. for the Mudcats. Just another stunningly gorgeous day for baseball here on the Eastern Shore. Right now, high 70s, low 80s. Barely a cloud in the sky, just streaking up above, letting the sun splash the field. Light breeze blowing in from center, and the Shorebirds in their alternate black uniforms switching it up here today after wearing the orange yesterday. Black jersey, D-Bird logo on the left chest with a black hat. White pants for the home team. Mudcats, they won yesterday wearing the red, so they wear the red again. Red jersey, Mudcats on the front and back, with gray pants for the visitors. Hendry Mendez, left-handed batter, digs in to lead it off. Cruz from the third base side of the rubber into his wind, and the first pitch of the game is swung on and popped up. Out behind second, shortstop or second baseman Valdez calls off the shortstop Ben Cosme and puts it away on the infield grass for the first out here of the game. Not a bad start for Davey Cruz. One pitch, one out. They'll bring up Robert Moore. Switch hitting shortstop stands in from the right side. It's been a good start for him here with the Mudcats. He's 9 for his first 33. First pitch, just off the outside corner. Ball one. Was 1 for 4 last night. He's picked up a couple of doubles so far this season. 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses down and in. 2-0. It's been the roughest stretch of the season of late for Davey. Over his past now 7 innings, he's allowed 10 runs, 7 walks, 10 strikeouts. 2-0 pitch. Moore shows bunt and takes instead a breaking ball in the inside corner. Strike one. Outfield shades Moore the other way. Infield straight on. Cruz the rock and the 2-1. Just off the outside corner with a breaking pitch. 3 balls, 1 strike. Calling balls and strikes tonight, it's Jalen Goodman. First time behind the plate for him in a couple of days after he took one up and under the chin a couple of nights ago. 3-1. Moore swings, hits it high in the air down the left field line. Third baseman Romero giving chase in front of the Shorebirds bullpen. Just runs out of room. Lands on the berm down the left field line. And the count's full. The first time Davey saw Carolina was one of his best starts of the season. Threw 5 shutout innings, allowing just 4 hits, 3 walks, and struck out 5. What turned out to be an eventual 1-0 loss for the Shorebirds. 3-2 on Moore, 1 out, nobody on top of the first. Here's the pitch. And Moore takes high and away, ball 4. Cruz down of his hand, up and away. Moore a very easy take. And he is at first with 1 out. Brings up the DH today for the Mudcats. That's Eric Brown Jr. He's had a very good start to his professional career. He's 6 for his first 18. Double, a triple, a homer. With the double and the triple actually coming last night. It was 2 for 4 with a run scored. Right-handed batter. Cruz a shoulder-high set the first pitch. Brown takes up and away for ball 1. Brown a couple of hits off of Cruz back on Tuesday, including a 2-run homer. That was the first of his career, was straightaway left. Pretty good moonshot. Has Moore at first, a strong lead. Cruz deals home, and Brown fouls it back and out of play. Strike one. Middle infield set up playing for 2. Corners at the normal spots here with the man at first. Martinez holds on the runner. Romero back to the bag at third. Cruz a throw over to first and Moore belly flops back to the bag. Carolina's been relatively aggressive running this week. They've chosen their spots pretty wisely, but Moore has not attempted to steal yet here with the Mudcats. Ball and a strike on Eric Brown Jr. Cruz deals home. Runner goes from first. Pitch misses high and away. The throw to second on a hop, not nearly in time. That was just stolen straight on Cruz as Moore was running on first movement. And he was halfway to second by the time Cruz delivered home. First stolen base for Robert Moore with the Mudcats. And now a man in scoring position for Brown Jr. ahead in the count, 2-1. Cruz will look to second, now the pitch. And the fastball misses down and in. Monte Cohn has it squared away real quick. But Moore stays put at second, 3-1. And how the early part of the game goes is typically pretty telling for Cruz. And start against Augusta, four of those in the first. Down on Brown, 3-1 the pitch. And it's just outside, ball four. Davia, long look in, trying to figure out where that pitch missed. But Brown walks, it's back-to-back free passes issued here. First and second, one out. Brings up Jesus Chirinos, the first baseman and cleanup man. Nobody ever thought that Cruz was a control artist, but the free passes for him have really started to pile up this season with Delmarva. He's worked around it for the most part, but he's pitching himself into some tough spots. First pitch to Chirinos is cut on and missed for strike one. Only walked one his last time out, but against Augusta on August the 3rd, he did walk six. That was the second time this season he'd done that. On the year now, 28 walks and 33 and two-thirds innings. The 0-1, Chirinos another big wave and a miss. No balls, two strikes. The pitch, Chirinos reaches for the soft liner to second. Valdez grabs it, throws back to first, just late. Brown barely able to get back in time and avoid getting doubled up. Soft liner to second. Good play by Valdez. Second out of the inning recorded. But it looked like for a second there the Shorebirds had a double play to get them out of the inning. Cruz will have to go through Luis Castillo now, though. Left fielder. Hits from the left side. The southpaw Cruz comes ready on the bump. First and second, two outs, the pitch. Fastball misses inside for ball one. And Monte Cohn calls time. He goes out to the mound. Him and Cruz weren't exactly on the same page there. So 1-0, the count on Castillo. First and second, two outs. Scoreless for now, top of the first in the pitch. Breaking ball misses up and in. Ball two. Two and oh on Castillo. Cruz fires home. And the fastball misses low for ball three, and Cruz now in danger of walking his third of the inning. Three and oh on Castillo. Runners take their leads from first and second. The pitch on the outside corner, and Cruz gets one back. It's 3-1. Castillo this season hitting .243, one homer, one driven in 10 games. It's 1-for-5 last night, the 3-1. Fastball, letter high, gets the call, and the count's full. So Cruz, after getting the first out of the game on one pitch, 19 pitches later, first and second, two outs, and a full count on Luis Castillo. Runners will be off, no score, top of the first. Cruz trying to keep it that way. He comes set. Runners go. The 3-2 pitch, and Castillo hits it on the ground to second, right at Valdez. Scoops it up, throws to first, and retires Castillo for the final out here in the first. Good job by Davy Cruz working around some spotty command. Strands two aboard here in the first. On to the last of the first. It's Carolina nothing. Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for which includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
Home half of the first, it's Carolina nothing, and Delmarva coming to bat against Fernando Olguin on the mound for the Mudcats. This is how the defense lines up behind him to start it out for the Mudcats. It's Luis Castillo in left, Eduardo Fernandez in center, Henry Mendez in right, Brandon Giraba is at third, Robert Moore at short, Yadier Arenamo at second, Jesus Chirinos at first, and Alex Hall does the catching. First pitch to Luis Valdez. He serves on the ground through the hole left side and on into left for a base hit. Just the fourth hit of the series for Valdez, on base for just the fourth time this week. But on the first pitch from Olguin, he singles to left. And the Shorebirds, a base runner here to kick off the bottom half of the first. Valdez still sitting on 58 stolen bases, three away from setting the Shorebirds single season. Ferrante, before Shorebirds hit the road, throw over to first. He's back in with a dive. Would certainly be a bit more scenic for him to be able to set the record here in his home ballpark. Takes his lead. Noelbert Romero now the batter. Olguin set, slide step home, and the first pitch misses high. Ball one. We've seen Valdez steal three bases on more than enough occasions to know that it's possible. He's actually stolen four bases a couple of times here this season in one game. Olguin set. Here's the pitch. And Romero swings, pops it up behind home. Back and out of play. Strike one. Romero hitting .230 this season. Eight homers. That's tied for the team lead with Isaac De Leon. And then 38 driven in. Middle infield at double play depth. Olguin deals home. And the breaking ball misses up and in. 2-1. Fernando Olguin, starting pitcher today for the Mudcats. 5'9", 155 out of Tijuana, Mexico. 21 years old. 2-2 with a 5.29 ERA this season, making his 15th appearance. 2-1. Romero swings, drives in the air to deep right. Mendez backtracking in front of the warning track. He settles up and puts it away for the first out here in the first. Valdez back to first base. One out, and that brings up Reed Trimble. Olguin making his ninth start. 47 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 47 and walked 23. Allowed 44 hits. Shorebirds have only seen him for an inning. That was back in Zebulon. He threw a scoreless ninth on July the 16th, wrapping up a 10-2 win for the Mudcats. First pitch to Reed Trimble. He swings and fouls it back out of play. Strike one. Trimble hitting .208 on the year for the Shorebirds, playing his 15th game after offseason shoulder surgery. Switch hitter bats left. Valdez still at first, held on by Chirinos. Olguin set. Here's the picks just a hair outside. And now taking off for second, Valdez, and the throw back to the mound. Here's the throw, and he's a dead duck. On top of it, Olguin on the mound. Valdez tried to time it up on the flip back to the mound from Hall to Olguin, but Olguin turned and fired a rocket to second. And Valdez caught stealing for what I think is now the third time this week, the 1-1. Just off the outside corner, 2-1. So it's not for lack of trying. Valdez pushing for the single-season record for the Shorebirds. 2-1. Trimble swings and fouls it back. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, nobody on now. Bottom of the first, scoreless game. Series and season finale between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. Two teams that hadn't even met up prior to last season, thanks to the new configuration of the Carolina League. 2-2 pitch. Trimble takes high and away. And the count's full. Three and two on Trimble. Infield swung around a little towards the right side. 3-2 pitch. And Trimble takes down an in ball four. Works a two-out walk. And at first, two outs, that brings up the cleanup man, Michael Deson. Deson out of the lineup yesterday. Playing his 73rd game today. Two homers, 26 driven in. He's hitting .234. Olguin fires home, and the fastball's on the outside corner. Strike one. Howfield straight away, infield straight on. Now the flag from center blowing in towards the left field corner. 0-1. Breaking ball flips in on the outside edge. No balls, two strikes. Deson doesn't even leave the box. First two outs. Olguin the set. Here it comes. And the breaking ball down and away. Trimble, or rather Deson, checked his swing. Peeled to second. Charlie Welling says he held up. One ball, two strikes. One and two on Deson. Trimble at first, two outs. Here's the pitch, and Deson waves away. Breaking ball down and away. Can't connect. Olguin a strikeout. Caps a scoreless first. Strands Trimble over at first. On to the second. No score after one. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moments where we show how much we care and with so much to protect and stand.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Recently choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second from Salisbury. It's a scoreless game between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. Sam Jelinek with you here on a pristine Sunday evening. Mudcats threatened in the first against Davy Cruz, but Davy able to author a scoreless inning thanks to a couple of batted balls towards second, line drive and a ground down. Leading it off for the Mudcats, Eduardo Fernandez, center fielder, hits from the right side. Cruz, the lefty, into his wind, and the first pitch of the second misses outside for ball one. For whatever it's worth, the tandem mate for Davy Cruz is part one Edgar Portes and part two Ryan Long later today. The 1-0 fastball misses inside for ball two, and Portes is already standing out in the Shorebirds bullpen a little bit antsy after seeing Cruz have to be a bit more methodical in the first than I think anybody wanted. 2-0 pitch misses down low for ball three, and Cruz has missed now on his first three to open the second. Davey the wind, and the 3-0 to Fernandez. Takes a fastball down the middle, 3-1. Fernandez back in the lineup for the Mudcats, last played on Friday night when he went 0-3. Hitting .241 this season, the 3-1. It's down low, ball four, and Cruz walks already his third of the game. Leadoff one here in the second. Brings up Yadier Arenado. Arenado, an RBI single last night, started the scoring in the second inning. It's 9-for-33 this year, all nine hits singles. Runner at first, nobody out for the Mudcats. Cruz's pitch. Arenado takes down the dirt, a breaking ball. Ball one, and that bat to Fernandez was just a small sample, but now against Arenado, that's a first-pitch breaking ball. When Cruz has missed with four in a first inning plus, his breaking stuff isn't really spotting up, at least early. So why the continued lean on his breaking stuff is a bit befuddling. Expect him to go a little bit more fastball heavy until he can prove that he can throw the breaking pitch for strikes today. 1-0. It's a fastball grounded back in the middle, deflected by Cruz to short, flipped to second, Valdez dropped it, picked it back up, throws to first, caroms off the Mudcats dugout, back towards second, and everybody will stay put there. Out recorded at second, Arenado safe at first on what should have been a double play. Instead, it's a 1-6-4 fielder's choice. Valdez just dropped the baseball at second. So a man still at first, now one out. And here's Braylon Giraba. First pitch misses down and away for ball one. That's that little BP fastball from Cruz tailing down and away. Especially as well against the bottom half of the order. These are guys in Arenado, Giraba, and Hall that power-wise aren't going to ding you too much. 1-0 pitch. Fastball is a called strike on the inside corner, 1-1. So until Cruz gets comfortable enough with his breaking stuff here today, I don't see why the reluctance to challenge these guys. Runner at first, that's Arenado, one out. Giraba the batter from the right side, and the pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball up, it's 1-2. Couple on top of that, the first time through the order, Cruz hasn't been getting that many swings and misses at his breaking stuff. Fastball, though, that's been getting the swings and misses. Giraba's one for his first six with the Mudcats, calls time and steps out. Runner at first, one out. It's a scoreless game, top of the second. Giraba, right-handed batter. Cruz, the lefty, comes set. High leg kick, the pitch. And the fastball is way high, 2-2. On deck, the nine-hole hitter, that's the catcher, Alex Hall. Runner at first, one out. Cruz deals home, and Giraba pounds it foul, left of the Shorebirds dugout, third base side. So still 2-2. The pitch. Giraba takes down the dirt. It squirts right by Monte Cone to the backstop. Up to second goes Arenado on the wild pitch. So 3-2 on Jaraba. Runner in scoring position out at second, one out. Cruz deals home. And Jaraba swings and misses. Letter high fastball. Cruz just throws it by him. First strikeout of the game for young Davey. And there's two outs here in the second. Brings up the nine-hole hitter, Alex Hall. He's the catcher for the Mudcats today. Switch hitter bats right. 1-for-5 here with the Mudcats this season. Was added back to their roster back on Tuesday. First pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Arenamo getting a very aggressive secondary lead out at second. Second baseman Valdez creeps closer to him to keep him tight. Hall slightly open stands. Cruz looks back to second. Now the pitch. Same breaking ball, same result. Outside corner, it's 0-2. And now Cruz settling in with that breaking pitch. See where he goes here. Ahead on Hall, 0-2. Hasn't shown an inclination to swing at any of those two offerings. Fastball up and in. Maybe another breaking ball down. Monte Cohn. Singles up in the zone, the 0-2. Fastball's there. Runner takes off for third. The throw is sailed right by Romero and down the line. Arenamo gets up and jogs on home. Touches home plate, and that's the first run of the game. Stolen base for Arenamo, swiping third. And then E2 on Monte Cohn, allowing him to score. Throw in the bag probably gets Arenamo by a couple of steps, too. That was just wide on foul side of third. Cruz stays from the stretch. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Hall. And he takes just up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two. Hall swings and misses. Down on strikes. Davey with back-to-back strikeouts. Able to end the second, but a run comes home for the Mudcats. A walk, a fielder's choice, a stolen base, and an error. On to the last of the second, it's Carolina now 1 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you buy the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom half of the second here from Salisbury. It's Carolina now 1 and Delmarva nothing, with Delmarva coming to bat. 5-6-7 due up for the Shorebirds. Had two base runners in the first, but a con stealing helped to mitigate that threat. First pitch to Frederick Ben-Cosme from Fernando Olguin. He is a breaking ball that's just outside for ball one. Ben-Cosme batting fifth and playing shortstop today. 1-0 pitch. Ben Cosme takes a fastball just outside for ball two. And we've now seen enough of Jalen Goodman this season that it's that same spot, always outside corner to lefties, inside to righties. 2-0. Ben Cosme drops down a bunt, third base side. Jaraba charges in and puts it in his back pocket. Third baseman has no play. And Ben Cosme, a shocking 2-0 bunt, lays down a beauty. And he is aboard at first. The base hit to start the second. So Ben Cosme aboard to start the inning. That brings up Elio Prado. Right-handed batter, the first pitch. Fastball on the inside corner for a called strike. Shorebirds down a run, bottom half of the second. 0-1. Prado takes a slider off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Prado on the season hitting 189. One homer, 17 driven in. Infield plays back, looking for two. And a throw over to first and back in with a dive is Ben Cosme. Old grass ball doesn't get the call. Off the outside edge, 2-1. Ben Cosme leads away from first. Wind now blowing in a bit stronger towards the left field corner. And the 2-1 is cut on and missed. Fastball a little high, 2-2. Shorebirds down a run, bottom half of the second. Runner at first, nobody out. The pitch. And Prado takes a fastball up and in. Bends back out of the way. Count full. See if Ben Cosme takes off from first. He's not had a whole lot of success running this year. He's just 6-11. The pitch, he stays put. And Prado hits it in the air out towards right center. Mendez back, right fielder under it in the gap. Puts it away for the first out here in the second. Then Cosme retreats to first.
Now batting the right fielder, number 38, Steven Acevedo.
That brings up Steven Acevedo, Shorebirds right fielder. Hitting 171 this year, one homer, 10 driven in. Right-handed batter, Olguin fires home. And the fastball is high, ball one. Olguin, first base out of the rubber, comes the ready, deals, and the pitch just outside. Breaking ball, can't catch the corner. 2-0. Acevedo was 0-3 last night. Everybody except for Ben Cosme and Reed Trimble went 0-4 on the day. 2-0, fastball, nibbles the outside edge. Two balls, one strike. Series and season finale today between the Mudcats and the Shorebirds. 2-1. Acevedo takes up and in. 3-1. And this is the season series and the current series. Mudcats a one-game lead. Win today. We'll ox them up both. Throw over to first. Ben Cosme back in with a dive. Shorebirds need a win in order to end up splitting both of those series. 3-1 on Acevedo. Olguin down the hill to pitch, and Acevedo a chomper to third on the short hop. It clangs off a Jarabas mitt towards short, and everybody's safe. It'll be an error on Jaraba. Tried to pick it on the short hop, came right off his glove. Had a really good opportunity to turn two. Instead, the Mudcats end up with nothing. First and second, one out. And Roberto Martinez, the first baseman, digs in. He has done a lot of damage this season against the Mudcats. Six of his 11 doubles have come against Carolina. First and second, one out. Shorebirds down a run. Bomb of the second, the pitch. And Martinez swings and pops it up behind home. Back it out of play. Strike one. Martinez was 0-2 last night, struck out twice, and was hit by a pitch. Switch hitter bats left. And Olguin steps off. Now retoes the rubber, fiddles with the baseball, and comes set. 0-1. Martinez waves through a high fastball. And Holguin, exactly what he needed here, jumps ahead of Martinez. No balls, two strikes. O-2, Martinez swings and misses. Down on strikes, Holguin dispatches him on three pitches. And there's two outs here in the second. They'll be up to the nine-hole hitter and the catcher, Michel Montecone. Montecone has returned to Delmarva earlier this week. Or earlier last week, I should say, went 0-2. First pitch. Taking all the way, a fastball is down the middle. Strike one. First and second, two outs. Home half of the second. Carolina leads 1-0. Shorebirds threatening, though, to tie it. 0-1. Another fastball, another strike. Outside half. Belts high, it's 0-2. Then Cozme at second, Acevedo at first. Holguin straightens up. Down the hill, the 0-2. And Montecone leaves a fastball high. One ball, two strikes. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. 1-2. Montecone takes a fastball just outside. And the count's even at 2-2. Montecone hasn't taken the bat off his shoulder yet. Four pitches, four takes. Luis Valdez, the top of the order on deck. Shorebirds trying to tie it with two outs in the second. Down a run, the pitch. Montecone, a chopper towards third. Waiting back an inch, Rampa gloves. Sets his feet, fires across, and retires Montecone at first for the final out here in the second. Shorebirds threaten thanks to a bunt base hit and an error, but strand to a board. On to the third, it's Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend championship weekend and this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro Brand Scrapple. On Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. Buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Two innings have come and gone today here from Salisbury. It's Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing. Start of the top of the third, Carolina batting. Davey Cruz about to go through the Mudcats order for the second time today. Top of the order, Henry Mendez leads it off. Popped out to second on the game's first pitch. First delivery here, the third, is a fastball and misses inside for ball one. A little bit of good, a little bit of bad so far for Cruz. He's walked three but struck out two. Hasn't allowed a hit either. 1-0. Mendez takes way high for ball two. His command has come in and out on a batter-by-batter basis. But to this point, just one run allowed. 2-0. Breaking ball is down in the dirt, ball three. Mendez hitting 256 this season, four home. It's on the outside corner, 3-1. Mendez square stands from the left side, the pitch. He swings and rolls it on the ground to second right at Valdez. Scoops it up, throws to first, and retires Mendez for the first out here in the third. Talk of baseball earlier today was actually all about, unfortunately, the Orioles and their game down St. Pete. Taking on the Rays in their series finale. Robert Moore digs in for the Mudcats now. Switch hitter bats right. Walked and stole the base his first time up. The pitch. Fastball is outside for ball one, and the Orioles were without a base runner for the first 8 innings. Jorge Mateo finally doubled to begin the ninth. 1-0. Moore tries to bunt and pushes it foul down the first base side. One ball, one strike. Mateo finally doubled, came around to score, so the shutout bit was gone as well. Drew Rasmussen for Tampa Bay was the man on the mound, and he was just simply spectacular for the Rays today. 1-1. Moore takes a breaking ball down and in. Two balls, one strike. So the Rays ended up defeating the Orioles 4-1. 2-1 pitch. Moore foul tips it, held on to by Monte Cohn. 2-2. Took two out of three from the Orioles, who will remain on the outside looking in as far as the playoff picture. Now a game and a half back of that third wild card spot. 2-2. Moore swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. Cruz strikes him out. Two away here in the second. Brings up the DH, Eric Brown Jr. Cruz walked him his first time up. 2 outs, nobody on, top of the third. Carolina leads Delmarva 1-0. First pitch, Brown swings and misses. Fastball up and in, probably a ball. Brown getting aggressive there. Outfield straight up, infield straight up as well. Brown calls time and steps out. No balls and strike on him. First rounder this year for the Brewers. 0-1 pitch. Just a little outside with an off-speed pitch. 1-1. And until somebody mentioned it to me, I hadn't thought of this comparison, but a little bit of Kevin Youkilis in that stance. At least is the way that Brown cocks the bat. 1-1 pitch. Brown swings, it's a chopper to short. Ben Cosme waits back on it, and it screams right by him, up and over the bill of his hat, into left. Brown around first, he's trying for two, and he's in ahead of the throw with a headlong dive. It'll be a base hit, actually a double for Brown. That ball took a wicked hop on Ben Cosme and sprang right over his head. And Brown, with his hustle, gets an extra base hit, his second double in as many days. Miles Jesus Chirinos to bat with a man at second. Chirinos' first time up, hit a soft liner out to second. Mudcats up 1-0, top of the third. That was the first hit of the game for Carolina. Left on right matchup, here's the pitch. And Chirinos takes down and away. Ball one. Chirinos, red tape on the handle of his bat. White batting gloves, nice offset. 1-0. Fastball misses high for ball two. Mudcats, one of a couple of teams in minor league baseball whose color palette doesn't match exactly with their major league affiliate. 2-0 pitch. Chirinos takes on the outside corner, 2-1, and that's not exactly Carolina's fault. They have changed affiliations quite frequently, trying to yell out at Valdez at second to keep Brown Jr. a little bit tighter here. Mudcats have been yanked up, down, sideways, all over the place the past two decades. Chirinos calls time and steps out, starting in Double-A Southern League. Now dropped all the way down to the bottom of the ladder at single A, turning affiliations here, there, and everywhere. now owned by the Brewers and for the foreseeable future will be a Brewers affiliate. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball wraps around the outside corner, doesn't get the call. 3-1. On deck, Luis Castillo. Top of the third, Mudcats 1, Shorebirds nothing. Cruz comes set. Now the pitch. And Chirinos takes inside ball 4. 2-out walked Chirinos. That puts runners at first and second with 2 outs now for Castillo. Cruz at 58 pitches, 2 outs, top of the third, has not exactly been efficient today. He's walked 4, struck out 3, given up just 1 hit. Castillo grounded to second his first time up in this very same situation. First and second, 2 outs. Can Cruz get him again? Already down a run top of the third. Hate to fall behind by even more. First pitch. Castillo takes breaking pitch inside for ball 1. Castillo playing in his 11th game with the Mudcats. 9 for 38, a homer, run driven in. 1-0. Fastball on the outer edge, 1-1. Then Cosme holds Brown at second. Here's the pitch. Runners take off. Breaking ball's up and in. Throw to third is in time. Monte Cone able to hose Brown at third and get Davy Cruz out of the third inning. A caught stealing ends the threat. On to the last of the third. It's still Carolina 1 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away at 4:30. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
Play ball!
The Shorebirds are in town August 9th through the 14th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. And Sunday, August 14th, it's Kids Run the Bases after the game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Home half the third, it's Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing. Last half inning ending on a caught stealing at third. First pitch to Luis Valdez. He tries to bunt it and pops it down the third base side. Michel Montecone able to throw out Eric Brown Jr. at third. It's Brown Jr. trying to swipe third, a little double steal with 2 on and 2 out. Not meant to be. 0-1. Valdez swings and fouls it back. It's 0-2. Top of the order for the Shorebirds. Valdez singled and was caught stealing himself back in the first. Switch hitter bats left. Fernando Olguin back to work for the Mudcats. Here's the pitch. And Valdez takes a change up, up and away. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Edgar Portes starting to throw out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Doesn't look like that's anything immediate. We'll keep an eye on it. 1-2, Valdez slaps it foul down the third base line. Count stays at a ball and 2 strikes. Shadows starting to creep on top of home plate here. 1-2. Breaking ball misses high and away. Two balls, two strikes. Game goes on. We'll eventually cross home, and then the entire mound and infield, 2-2. Valdez takes just outside. Ball three. So a full count opening up the last of the third. Olguin, first base side of the rubber. Righty fires home, and Valdez pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. That runs out of play. Still a full count on Valdez. Bright orange batting gloves on a black bat. 3-2. Valdez swings and fouls off another. Out of play down the left field line. And we'll do another payoff pitch. Valdez is basically at the plate, done exactly what you'd want from a leadoff man this season. One of the highest ground ball percentages in the minors. As well as going the other way. And for a guy with his speed, that's exactly what you want. Up the middle, and that sneaks into center for a base hit. Valdez aboard at first with his second hit of the game. Leadoff single here in the third. Valdez was thrown out trying to steal earlier today, but that was on a throw back to the mound. We'll see whether or not he tries to run straight on Olguin. Olguin very quick to the plate, though. And Albert Romero, the batter. Olguin set a throw over to first, and Valdez back in with the dive. Romero flied out to right his first time up. Another throw over to first, and Valdez is picked off. Chirinos double pumps the throw. The throw to second is not in time. Aranamo was late to cover. He caught the ball and never applied the tag. It's a stolen base for Valdez. 59. Not exactly how Valdez had number 59 drawn up, but he'll take it. One away from tying the Shorebird single season record. The pitch to Romero. Breaking ball misses down and away for ball one. And Chirinos had to double pump that throw because he was waiting for somebody to cover at second. Eventually just let it fly, but still didn't matter. Valdez leads away from second the pitch, and Romero swings, drives in the air deep center. Fernandez going back, he's under it, he makes the catch. In front of the warning track, Valdez tags from second, goes to third, and beats the relay throw. Takes 90 feet on Romero's fly out to center. So Valdez at third now with one out. And Reed Trimble can try to bring him in to try to tie the game. Trimble walked his first time up. Mudcats infield comes in. One out, last of the third. It's Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing. Tying run at third for the Shorebirds. The pitch home. And Trimble takes a fastball on the outside corner. Strike one. Trimble on the season, just four driven in 14 games. Open stance for the switch hitter, batting left and the pitch. Outside corner again, it's 0-2. Fastball just... Fouled as at third, one out. 0-2 on Trimble. Here it comes. And he swings and misses way out in front of a changeup. Olguin able to strike him out. Two away here in the third. So that brings up Michael Desone. Infield plays back with two outs now. Pitch to Desone. He swings, it's a chopper to third. On the third hop, Jaraba has it in line with the bag, fires across, and retires Desone for the final out here in the third. Shorebirds have Valdez at third, one out, can't bring him home. On to the fourth, it's still Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend.
Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of this.
Jeffro can't do it. Neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, it's still Carolina 1 and Delmarva nothing. And Tech Net calls the bullpen, brings on Edgar Portes to replace Davey Cruz on the mound. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile long warranty, along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Professional repair shop near you. First pitch from Portes to Luis Castillo. This is down and away for ball one. Castillo was at the plate when Eric Brown Jr. was thrown out trying to steal third. That ended the third inning. Portes, the righty into his line, the 1-0 pitch. On the outside corner with a heater. One ball, one strike. Portes coming out of the pen for the second time this week. He threw back on Tuesday. 1-1. Off speed, misses down and away. Two balls, one strike. Portes making his 12th appearance, his fourth out of the pen this year. He's 0-5 with a 6-2-1 ERA. 2-1. Big swing and a miss from Castillo way out in front. Two balls, two strikes. 6'2", 165-pound right-handed pitcher. He's 19 years old, out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 2-2. Castillo fouls it back and out of play. Count still even. 42 innings for Portes. He's struck out 37, walked 26, allowed 42 hits. 2-2 on Luis Castillo opening the fourth. He's 0-1 today. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Make him 0-2. Strike out of Castillo to open the fourth for Edgar Portes. Good off speed pitch. And one out here in the fourth. Final line on Davey Cruz. He goes three innings, allows one unearned run on one hit. Walked four and struck out three. One out, nobody on. Here's Eduardo Fernandez. First pitch curveball is on the inside corner for strike one. Portes back on Tuesday, took the loss, his fifth of the season. Allowed three runs, one earned over three innings. The pitch, it's lined to third, but right at Romero. Barely had to budge, right at his chest, puts it away for the second out here in the fourth. So Portes trying to avenge that loss here today and get the Shorebirds a series split. Right now the Mudcats lead the series 3-2. Also lead the season-long series by one game as well. First pitch to Yadier Arenado. Fastball on the inside corner. Knee high, strike one. Two outs, top of the fourth. Mudcats 1, Shorebirds nothing. The 0-1 from Portes. It's down the dirt. Goes straight to the backstop. 1-1. Arenado reached on a fielder's choice, went to second on a wild pitch, stole third, and then came home on an error his first time up. The pitch, breaking ball, misses low. Two balls, one strike. Only run in the game thus far. Mudcats lead 1-0, top of the fourth. Shadows now cover, home plate, 2-1. Arenado swings and fouls it back, out of play. Two balls, two strikes.
2-2 home from Portes. Misses with the fastball down and away. Three balls, two strikes. Portes looking for a 1-2-3 inning here in the fourth. First base out of the rubber. Steps into his wind, the payoff pitch. And Arenado winds it out towards right. On comes Acevedo. Has to play it on a hop. Two out single for Yadier Arenado. He's on base for a second time today. Two out. That's now 10 hits for Arenado on the season, and all 10 hits have been singles. And at first, two outs, and that brings up Brandon Lindjaraba, the eight-hole hitter. Portes from the belt, the pitch, and Jaraba, big swing and a miss. Fastball letter high with center cut for him. Ends up whiffing on it. Strike one. Wind blowing towards the left field corner right now. In from center. Portes from the belt. High leg kick the pitch. Fastball at the knees. It's 0-2. And Portes has to be careful here. I think Arenado from first will probably be running here shortly. Portes a very high, very slow leg kick. Arenado takes his lead. Here's the pitch. Stays put, and Jaraba fouls it back. Martinez holds on the runner at first. Outfield relatively straight away. Portes comes set. Here's the pinch. Runner goes, and Jaraba, defensive swing. Fouls it into his own dugout first base side. Caroms off the railing into shallow right. Nearly decapitating his own teammate. Still 0-2. Man at first, two outs, top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Runner stays put. And Jaraba, weak grounder back up the middle. Valdez dives. He has it. Gets up but has no play. Second baseman waded onto the left field side of the bag, laid out, got the baseball. By the time he got up, didn't have a play anywhere. Infield single for Jaraba, and it's back-to-back singles for the Mudcats here with two outs. At minimum, they've cleared the bottom of the order with Alex Hall now coming. Nine-hole hitter struck out his first time up. Switch hitter flips around to the left side this time. First and second, two outs, and time called. Portes sent, and the pitch to Hall. Swing and a miss. Chased a fastball up and away. Strike one. Hall open stance from the left side. Portes looks to second the pitch. And it misses just outside, ball one. Arenado very fidgety from second. He bluffed towards third that time. He forced home the first and so far only run of the game back in the second by stealing third. Coaxed an error, allowing him to score. 1-1. Hall swings and pops it back and out of play. One ball, two strikes. One and two on Alex Hall. Portes, after retiring the first two, had back-to-back two-out singles, trying to strand them on here in the fourth. The pitch. And Hall takes outside. Counts even at two. It's now a 23-pitch inning for Edgar Portes. First two outs were acquired on fewer than 15. Two-two pitch. And Hall the chopper foul down the first baseline. Count still level at two. First and second, two outs, top of the fourth. Arenamo at second, Giraba at first. Hall at the plate, 2-2 again, and Hall swings and misses. Cortez finally gets him with a fastball, strikes him out for the final out here in the fourth. Mudcats leave two aboard after two-out singles. On to the last of the fourth, it's still Carolina 1 and Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
At the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is paired by your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva Today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom half of the fourth here from Purdue Stadium. It's still Carolina 1, Delmarva nothing. Delmarva coming to bat with Frederick Benkozme leading it off, just like he did in the second time, his only at bat of the game. But he's stranded out at second to end the inning. Faces off against Fernando Olguin, righty back to work for the Mudcats, and the first pitch is lined right back up the middle and into center for a base hit. Another multi-hit game for Frederick Benkozme. They've been fewer and farther between of late, but two-hit game here on Sunday and two at-bats. Second single of the day. It's his 18th multi-hit game coming up on his 50th game play. He is at first, nobody out. That brings up Elio Prado. First pitch, Prado swings and busts it out of play. Right field side, strike one. Prado, right-handed batter, flying to right his first time up. Here's the pitch, and Prado lines it out towards right. Mendez to his right, though, and the right fielder makes the play for the first out here in the fourth. Just a couple of steps to the glove side for Mendez. So one out, a man at first, and that brings up Steven Acevedo. Wind starting to kick up a little bit more, blowing in from center. Acevedo reached on an error his first time up. Olguin set. Benkozme dances away from first in the pitch. It's cut on and missed. Strike one. Acevedo, pink arm sleeve on his left arm. Pink Evo Shield elbow guard. As well as a pink shin guard. 0-1. Fastball on the outside corner. No balls, two strikes. The only thing not pink for Ben, or for Acevedo rather, his bat and his batting gloves. Black batting gloves with orange trim and a maple colored bat. 0-2. Benkozme fakes from first as Acevedo swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. Strikeout for Olguin. And there's two outs here in the fourth. Pretty quickly after Benkozme singled to open the inning. Here's Roberto Martinez. Switch hitter, bats left. First pitch. It's on the inside corner with a breaking pitch. Strike one. Martinez struck out his first time up. It's been a slow series for him. Does have a double. Not too much else. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Martinez 0 for his last 6, 1 for 8 here in the series. Then Cosme at first, 2 outs, Palma the 4th. Shorebirds down just a run, 1-0. Holguin for the Mudcats, stares in for the sign. Now Martinez calls time and steps out. Holguin ready to rock, here's the pitch. And Martinez waves away at a back foot breaking ball right over top of it. Down on strikes, and that does it for the Shorebirds here in the 4th. Leadoff single gets wasted. Ben Cosme left it first. On to the 5th. It's still the Mudcats 1 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the 5th, it's still the Mudcats 1 and the Shorebirds nothing. Sam Jelinek with you along for the ride on this absolutely gorgeous Sunday evening. It's very comfortable. First pitch from Edgar Portes to Hendry Mendez is just a tick outside with a fastball at 91. Ball 1. Mendez 0 for 2 out of the leadoff spot. It's popped to second and grounded to second. 1-0 pitch. He takes down and away for ball 2. Not a whole lot of offense today. Mudcats just 1 run on 3 hits. Shorebirds no runs on 4 hits. Birds have now been shut out in 13 straight innings. 2-0. Mendez, a vicious cut, comes up empty. 2-1. Mendez calls time and steps out of the box, readjusts his batting gloves, has to reset after that kind of swing and a miss. To one pitch. Mendez, another big rip, fouls it back and out of play. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two and two on Hendry Mendez opening up the 5th. Portes the wind and the pitch. Fastball is high and away. 3-2. Portes, his first inning out of the bullpen in the 4th. Worked around back-to-back 2-out singles to post a score of the 3-2 to Mendez. He takes down low, ball 4, and Portes issues a leadoff walk here in the 5th. Take our first look at the out-of-town scoreboard today. Birdland-wise, already talked about the Orioles nearly getting the raw end of a perfect game. Ended up losing the Rays 4-1, although they did get a base runner. First pitch to Robert Moore is on the outside corner for strike 1. Lost 4-1, though, as Jordan Lyles threw well, 8 innings, but O's offense just 1 hit in the game. Rest of Birdland has already gone to final as well. 0-1 to Moore. Fastball is outside 1-1. Norfolk, a 12-7 romp of Rochester. DJ Stewart, 2-homer game, and Gunnar Henderson hit his 10th. Matt Harvey the win. Bowie falls to Akron. Another one-run loss as the Bay Sox drop that series. A plethora of one-run losses. 1-1. Breaking ball. Ooh, just down and away. It looked like Goodman flinched. It's 2-0. Joey Ortiz did hit his 12th of the season, though, for the Bay Sox in the loss. 2-1 on Moore. Switch hitter bats left. 0-1 today with a walk. The pitch. It's outside for ball three, and Portes in danger of walking back-to-back batters to open this inning. Aberdeen comes back with a four-run eighth to defeat Hudson Valley 6-5. Billy Cook, his 12th homer of the season, as Daniel Lloyd gets his first high-A win. Mendez at first, nobody out. It's 1-0 Carolina, top of the fifth, and a throw over to first. Portes nearly airmails it. Martinez able to flag it down. Three and one on Moore. Eric Brown Jr. on deck. Here's the pitch. And Moore chops it foul, first base side. Three balls, two strikes. See whether or not Mendez takes off here on the 3-2. Nobody out, top of the fifth. Moore from the left side. The pinch, runner stays put, and Moore fouls it away. Still 3-2. Mendez 7-for-15, stealing bases this season. Portes from the belt again. Throw over to first, and Mendez just barely back in. And Mendez, a little bit of pain diving back into the back. Not sure if he's holding his lower back or his left hand. Either way, he's walking it out down the right field line. Hands on his hips is trying to feel this out. Not sure if that was just a stinger or what. And tries to lift up his arms. Trainer and manager have come over for the Mudcats to check in on Mendez. Mendez just missed a good chunk of time after running into the wall in Fayetteville. They sent him to the hospital with a head injury. But it looks like he'll stay in the game here, stretching out that arm. Still a 3-2 count on Moore. Nobody out, top of the fifth. Spinning far. Nearly an hour and a half in here in the top of the fifth. 3-2 pitch. Mendez stays put, and the fastball is outside. Ball four. Portes walks his second straight to open the fifth. First and second, nobody out for Eric Brown Jr. now. Hasn't been retired today by the Shorebirds. Has walked and doubled. Right-handed batter has had a great debut week for the Mudcats. He's 7-for-19. Two on, nobody out. Here's the pitch. And Brown foul tips it, held onto by Monte Cohn. Strike one, a good start for Portes, getting ahead of Brown. Middle infield at double play depth, corners back. Heart of the order here from the Mudcats, trying to break this game open in the fifth. And Portes steps off and walks straight at Mendez at second, chasing him back to the bag. Oh, and one on Brown. Portes the pitch. And the breaking ball misses down and away. One ball, one strike. first and second, nobody out. The 1-1. Breaking ball, doesn't get the call, a couple inches off the outside corner. 2-1, and Portes now painting himself into a corner. Walked the first two, now behind on Brown. 2-1. Shorebirds down a run top of the fifth, 1-0. Mudcats lead. Now threatening, 2-1, nobody out. The 2-1. Brown takes fastball up and in. That actually nicked him on the shoulder guard on the way by. Portes doesn't think it got him. And without a ball in play, the Mudcats have loaded the bases here in the fifth. And the Shorebirds bullpen springs to action. Bases loaded, nobody out. And Jesus Chirinos, the cleanup man, stands in. Line to second and walked so far today. Infield plays back, conceding the run for the out. Or in this case, potentially multiple. First pitch. Chirino swings and misses, chased a breaking ball down and away. Not good plate discipline there by Chirinos, especially with Portes, who has walked two in the inning and also hit a man. Mudcats lead 1-0, top of the fifth. Trying to expand on that lead, bases loaded the pitch. Chirinos a chopper towards third. Romero backs up and it gloves, throws to second one. Relay to first is just late. Chirinos able to beat it. Valdez a flat-footed throw. So the out recorded at second. A run comes home to score. That's Mendez. Moore goes to third. Brown out at second. And it's an RBI fielder's choice for Jesus Chirinos. He picks up his 42nd RBI of the season. Brings up Luis Castillo. 0 for 2 today. Grounded to second and struck out. Infield back again, looking to roll two. Man at the corners, one out in pitch. It's just outside for ball one. Castillo's driven in just one run this season. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball misses up and away for ball two. Portes saw Castillo first out of the bullpen. Struck him out to begin the fourth. Here's the pitch. And Castillo pops it up. Right in the center of the diamond, second baseman Valdez calling for it behind the mound. He makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So two away, and Portes a chance to limit the damage here. First and second, two outs. First and third, rather, two outs. And Eduardo Fernandez, the batter, he lined to third his last time up. Right-handed hitter. Mudcats now up 2-0, top of the fifth. The pitch. Breaking ball spins in on the outside corner. Strike one. Right on right matchup. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses low. One ball, one strike. Moore at third. Chirinos at first. Fernandez the batter. One homer, four driven in on the season in 15 games. The pitch. He swings, gets out in front of it, and hooks it foul. Out of play, third base side. Lands in the fun zone. One ball, two strikes. Portes a pitch away from mitigating the damage here of a bases loaded no-out jam to allow just one run. 1-2 on Fernandez. Portes set. Here it comes. And Fernandez takes outside. Two balls, two strikes. Portes now at 50 pitches through an inning and two-thirds. Efficiency has not been the name of the game so far today for the Shorebirds. Crews needed about 60 to go through three. Portes' 51st pitch is a swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. As he strands men at first and third to end the fifth. A run does come home on a fielder's choice. But Cortez, after loading the bases with nobody out, is able to mitigate the damage. On to the last of the fifth. We're halfway home. It's the Mudcats 2 and the Shorebirds nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that can win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road to the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home on the last of the fifth, it's Carolina now 2 and Delmarva nothing. First by the dive of Robert Moore at short and on into left for a base hit. Monte Kong going first pitch hunting, singles off of Fernando Olguin to lead off the fifth. Shorebirds have had a base runner in every inning so far today, but have still not scored a run in 13 innings. Lineup flips to the top for Luis Valdez, who's 2-for-2. Switch hitter bats from the left side. Here's the pitch. Misses down and away for ball one. Olguin set above the belt. Here's the pitch. And Valdez takes a fastball outside for ball two. Monte Cohn at first, nobody out. Shorebirds down a pair, bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch. And Valdez ropes it out towards left center, slicing back towards Castillo. He reaches up and puts it away. Left fielder able to track it down. Monte Cohn races back to first. First out of the inning. That's a really nice play by Castillo. Towards the left center gap, at reach up over his head on a ball slicing back to him. Was able to flag it down. One out here in the fifth. That brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero has flied to right and flied to center. He's 0-for-2. First pitch. Breaking ball chopped on the ground to third by the diving stab of Jaraba and off the third base sidewalk. Monte Cohn goes up to second. Romero safe at first on the single. Jaraba, a little sliding stop to his left, able to deflect it and kicked it all the way to the sidewall. Down to a knee. Sliding stop came up empty. Two hits here in the inning for the Shorebirds off of Olguin. He's thrown 4 1/3 shutout to this point. His Mudcats lead 2-0. Trimble struck out his last time up with a man at third and one out. He walked back in the first. First pitch. Trimble swings. It's a cue ball towards third. Jaraba can't flag it down. Shortstop Moore has it, but has no play anywhere. It's an infield single, and the bases are loaded with one out. right in the 5.5 hole. Moore was able to get to it, and if that ball gets into left, maybe a run scores. But instead, an infield single for Trimble. Three base hits here in the frame have loaded the bases now for Michael Desson. He's 0 for 2. Grounded to third his last time up. So after the Mudcats load the bases for their cleanup man at the top of the inning, Shorebirds do likewise here in the bottom of the fifth, down 2. First pitch. Desson swings and fouls it off first base side. Strike 1. Now 7 hits today for the Shorebirds, all 7 hits singles. A 1 pitch. Desson hits a grounder right to the shortstop. Moore flips to second. 1, Arenado to first in time for a 6-4-3 double play. And the Shorebirds go down scoreless again. 14 consecutive shutout innings for this Mudcats pitching staff. On to the sixth. It's still Carolina 2, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect us today, nationwide is more sad.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field if it's an available game? Your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to shorebirds.com for more information.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Go, text, and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth, it's still Carolina 2, Delmarva nothing. The Shorebirds waste away another beautiful scoring opportunity. Bases loaded, 1 out. Michael Desson hits into a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. A lot of credit goes to Fernando Holguin and the Mudcats pitching staff that has now cobbled together 14 consecutive scoreless innings. At the same time, the Shorebirds today, 7 base hits, worked a walk as well. They've now stranded on 7, and they're just 1-for-7 today. The runners in scoring position. Yadier Arenado leads it off for the Mudcats, 7-8-9 due up against Edgar Portes. First pitch, Arenado takes inside for ball 1. But on the flip side, the Mudcats have been just as bad with runners in scoring position today. Actually worse, they're 0-4-7, and they've stranded 7 as well. 1-0 pitch, it's punched in the air to right. Acevedo racing on, has to play it on a short hop, and Arenado, second straight at bat with a base hit to right, leads off the sixth with a single. Infield single his last time up. Right-handed batter. Man at first, nobody out. Middle infield plays back, waiting for 2. Here's the pitch. And Giraba foul tips it, held onto by Monte Cone. Strike 1. Full slate of Carolina League baseball action today. A couple of finals in books. Down East in 10 innings defeats Fayetteville 6-4. Wood Ducks score 2 runs after being down to their final strike of the ninth to come back and win. 0-1, runner goes from first, and Giraba drills it out to deep left center field. Prado on the run, center fielder, actually the left fielder, Desson gets there first and makes a sliding catch for the first out of the inning. Arenado races back to first, and a fine defensive play by Michael Desson to collect the first out here in the sixth. surprised it was DeSone who got there instead of Prado, given where Prado was positioned in center, but DeSone able to range well out towards left center and pull it in. One gone here in the sixth. Brings up Alex Hall, the catcher. Switch hitter, bats left. Nine-hole hitter. Throw over to first, and Arenamo back in with a dive. Other finals from across the league, Kannapolis, a 4-2 win over Salem. So the Red Sox will now return home and await the Shorebirds on Tuesday. First pitch to Hall. Fastball misses high. Ball one. Augusta, they get trounced by the Fred Nats 9-2, or 9-1 rather. Brandon Bossier, a homer for the Fred Nats. Augusta still ends their road trip 10-2 after sweeping the Shorebirds. 1-0, runner goes from first, and Hall swings and misses. The throw to second on a hop is in time. Michael Montecon with his second caught runner of the game. This time he gets Arenamo at second for the second out here in the sixth. And beautiful soft hands from Ben Cosme at short as well to pick that throw. Apply the two outs here in the sixth. A 1-1 count on Hall, who swung and missed at the pitch. Portes, the full wind, here it comes. And Hall swings and misses again. Change up, down, and away. It's 1-2. Portes nods yes to the sign. Kick and the 1-2. Hall, the chopper, foul. First base side. One ball, two strikes still. Portes trying to face the minimum here in the sixth. His 1-2 again. And it's a called strike three. Breaking ball down the middle. Freezes Hall. And Portes sits him down for the final out here in the sixth. On to the last of the sixth. It's still Carolina 2, Delmarva nothing. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people and the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
The Shorebirds are back at Purdue Stadium this week. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with a special post-game fireworks show presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Scrapple. On Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. Buy your tickets at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Bottom half of the sixth, and it's still Carolina 2 and Delmarva nothing. Sam Jelinek with you here on Sunday evening. Change to tell you about for the Mudcats as Fernando Olguin deals to for Frederick Bencosme, and the pitch misses outside for ball one. Now in right field is Jace Avina replacing Henry Mendez straight up. I remember Mendez, a dive back to first, the 1-0, and Bencosme, another ripped liner into center for a base hit. It's his third hit of the game. Second straight at bat, really nearly took off Olguin's cap. And it's a leadoff single here in the sixth. But Mendez dove back to first a couple of innings ago while he was a base runner. And something went wrong, either his hand or his back. Got upstate in the game, but he's now come out. And Jason Vina is now playing right and hitting in his spot. First pitch to Elio Prado is belted. Deep left center, Fernandez back. Track, wall, it's off the wall. It clangs back towards center. Then Cozme around third. He comes in to score. Prado on his way to third. He beats the throw. It's an RBI triple for Elio Prado. And the Shorebirds on the board. It's Carolina 2, Delmarva 1 here in the sixth. Prado just got around the tag at third. Ball banged right off the POA. Add sign in left center. Nearly got out of here to tie the game. Instead, the Shorebirds settle for an RBI triple. And Steven Acevedo coming up. Shorebirds' scoreless streak stops at 14 innings. Steven Acevedo now the batter. The infield comes in for the Mudcats. Tying run at third, nobody out. Here's the pitch. And Acevedo takes down low for ball one. Acevedo 0 for 2 has reached on an error and struck out. O'Gwin set. Here's his pitch. Acevedo checks his swing. Fastball a little high. Ball two. Mudcats do have a right-hander warming out in their bullpen. Ryan Long is warming out in the Shorebirds' pen. Tying run at third, nobody out, bottom of the sixth. The pitch, and Acevedo pops it up. Out of play, first base side. Two balls, one strike. It's Miguel Guerrero loosening out in the Mudcats' pen. 2-1 pitch. Acevedo takes a breaking ball down low. Ball three. On deck, Roberto Martinez. Three-one pitch. Acevedo big swing and a miss. Chased a bad one. Breaking ball down the dirt. 3-2. Shorebirds had a man at third, one out earlier in the game. Couldn't bring him home. Now a big spot here. That's the tying run. Getting late. 3-2. And Acevedo, a high chopper over the drawn-in infield at short. And on into left for a base hit. Prado walks home from third to tie the game. And Steven Acevedo, an RBI single aboard at first. With this game now all square at two here in the sixth. Hit that Acevedo wanted, but a high chopper past the drawn-in infield through short, and the Shorebirds, three batters into the sixth, have tied the game at two. Out to the mound goes the Mudcats manager, Victor Estevez, and he hasn't asked for the baseball yet from Alguin, who's at just 78 pitches. Now he takes the baseball, and Miguel Guerrero will come on this tech net called the bullpen. Shorebirds have tied it at two. Mudcats go to the pen. Be back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care. It's all tied at two now here on the bottom of the sixth. Shorebirds force the Mudcats to a tech net call to the bullpen as Miguel Guerrero comes on to replace Fernando Holguin, with the game all knotted at two now. Get a nationwide two-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty along with nationwide roadside assistance when you get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go on TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet Pro repair shop near you. Five-plus innings allows 10 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. But his name still not off the hook. He's got Acevedo at first, his responsibility, as Miguel Guerrero comes on to replace him. Guerrero making his 12th appearance of the season. He has been money. 1-0 with a 1.13 ERA. First pitch to Roberto Martinez. Fastball misses up and away for ball one. 16 innings for Guerrero. He struck out 21 and walked 7. Guerrero sent. And the 1-0-2 Martinez. Swing and a miss. Fastball up. 1-1. Guerrero, 22 years old. He's 6'5", 216 pounds. Acevedo at first, the go-ahead run. He just tied this game with an RBI single. Martinez, switch hitter, bats left. The pitch. Fastball down and in. 2-1. Martinez has struck out twice tonight. The pitch. Acevedo runs from first. Martinez takes high. The throw to second is in time. Right on the bag from Alex Hall. Pinpoint. Throws out Acevedo for the first out here in the sixth. And a lot of the Shorebirds' momentum sapped. That officially closes the line on Holguin, by the way. His runner off the bases. 3-1. Martinez takes a called strike outside corner. 3-2. Holguin, two runs over 5-plus innings. 3-2 on Martinez. Guerrero the stretch. And the pitch. Fastball is outside, ball 4. And Martinez walks. That brings up the catcher, Michel Montecone. He singled his left. Shorebirds have tied the game at 2. They're out hitting the Mudcats 10-4. But a lot of meat left on the bone so far today for the Birds. Leave them in a tie game. The pitch. Montecone swings and misses. Strike 1. Martinez, the go-ahead run at first, one out. The 0-1. Fastball misses high. One ball, one strike. Guerrero from the belt, his pitch. And a breaking ball backs up onto the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. One, two. Runner takes off. Montecone swings and misses the throw to second, and Hall did it again. Martinez caught stealing in second. A strike him out, throw him out. Double play as Hall throws out two base runners in the inning. But the Shorebirds do tie the game. Elio Prado an RBI triple. Steven Acevedo an RBI single. On to the seventh. It's a brand new game tied at two between the Birds and the Mudcats here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Kelly, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebird content from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com, Fan Zone, and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jones on the call, both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
The Shorebirds are at Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. And Sunday, August 14th, it's Kids Run the Bases after the game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the seventh of a now tie game between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. Shorebirds 2, Mudcats 2, and Ryan Long now on the mound for the Shorebirds, replacing Edgar Portes on this TechNet called the bullpen. Get a nationwide 2-year, 24,000-mile-long warranty along with nationwide roadside assistance and get your car or truck serviced at a local Delmarva TechNet repair shop. Go to TechNetProfessional.com to locate a TechNet professional repair shop near you. First pitch from Ryan Long to Jace Avina, who replaced Mendez out in the field in the last half inning. And swung on and missed for strike one. Long's 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses high for ball one. Mendez had been 0-2 with a run scored. So Avina takes his spot instead. Right-handed batter. Long the righty into his wind the pitch. And the breaking ball is cut on and missed. 1-2. Avina playing in his eighth game with the Mudcats. He's hitting .222, three homers, six driven in. Long, big righty into his wind. Now the 1-2. And the fastball is cut on and missed. 94 up and in from Long. Rears back and throws it by Avina for the first out here in the seventh. Long activated off the IL earlier today. It's his first outing since he actually pitched at Carolina prior to the All-Star break. It was one of his best outings, if not his best outing of the year. Pitch to Robert Moore is fouled back for strike one. Long went a career-high six innings that day. Didn't allow a run. Quality start for him. Walked one, struck out five, allowed three hits. 6-6, 225 from the right side is 0-1. Changeup floats outside for ball one. Moore is 0-1 today with two walks. Switch hitter bats left. Tied at two, top of the seventh, the pitch. He swings, hits a dribbler down the first base side. It's foul. One ball, two strikes. It's about a month-long IL stint for Ryan. Kicks and deals the 1-2, and the fastball is way high. Two balls, two strikes. 17th round pick out of Pomona Pitzer last year. 2-2 pitch. Long gets a swing and a miss out of Moore. Fastball down. It's back-to-back strikeout for Ryan Long in his return off the IL. Ryan this season making his 17th appearance, his 7th out of the bullpen. 4-4 with a 3.38 ERA. 56 innings, he's struck out 54 and walked 27. First pitch to Eric Brown Jr. is fouled straight back for strike one. Mudcats 2, Shorebirds 2, top of the 7th. Brown Jr., the 3-hole hitter, is perfect on the day. Takes an 0-1 breaking ball on the inside edge. 0-2. Has walked, doubled, and been hit by a pitch. Brown calls time, steps out. Two outs, top of the seventh. Ryan trying to author the first 1-2-3 inning of the day for the Shorebirds. Lifts into his line, the 0-2, and it's swung on and missed. 95 at the top of the zone. Long blows it by Brown Jr. with a delayed windup.
as he ascends to the top with a leg kick and then rifles down the hill for strike three. 1-2-3, seventh on to the last of the seventh. Time to stretch. Tied to two. Here are the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Dell, of course, the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gallinic on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season. The Shorebirds are in town August 9th through the 14th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. And Sunday, August 14th, it's Kids Run the Bases after the game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
It's tied at two between the Shorebirds and the Mudcats. Hope you had a good stretch. Luis Valdez leads it off for the Shorebirds against Miguel Guerrero. And the first pitch breaking ball is on the outside corner for strike one. Shorebirds tied the game with two in the sixth. Elio Prado, an RBI triple, followed by an RBI single for Steven Acevedo. 0-1 misses down for ball one. Valdez 2-for-3 today. Two singles and stolen base. Guerrero the wind and the pitch. And Valdez smokes it on the ground foul down the third base side. Still 1-2. Switch hitter bats left against Guerrero, who came on in relief last inning. The pitch. Breaking ball is a called strike three on the inside corner, and Valdez can't believe the call. Trying to tell home plate umpire Jalen Goodman that was coming in on his hands. He's rung off looking for the first out here, the seventh. Brings up to Albert Romero, first pitch. Romero swings and tags it foul down the left field line. Strike one. Romero 1-for-3. He singled his last time up. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Romero swings a hard grounder back of the middle over the second base bag and on into center for a base hit. It's a multi-hit game for Noelbert Romero. And with one out, the Shorebirds have the go-ahead run on base here in the last of the seventh. That brings up Reed Trimble. Reed, an infield single, his last time up. He is 1-for-2 today. Switch hitter bats left. Romero, the go-ahead run over at first. Guerrero's pitch. Fastball misses up and away. Ball one. Third baseman Jaraba plays in on the grass. The pitch. And Trimble swings and slices it towards the left field corner, racing in Castillo in foul ground. He's able to pluck it out of the air for the second out of the inning. Romero retreats to first. Trimble retired. Two away here the inning. That brings up Mishael Desone. Desone 0-for-3. He grounded into a 6-4-3 double play back in the fifth. That was with the bases loaded and one out. The pitch. spiked in breaking ball. Hall with a tremendous backhand pick. 1-0. Hall has had himself a heck of a game. He has thrown out three runners on the bases today. Breaking ball at the top of the zone is a called strike. 1-1. Romero at first, the go-ahead run. 2 outs, bottom of the seventh. The pitch. DeSone tried to lay off a fastball and was rushing up and in. He went through with a swing, came up empty. 1-2. Tied at 2, bottom of the seventh. Season series, and this series as well this week. Been as tight as this game. 1-2. DeSone fouls it back and out of play. 1-2. Mudcats lead the season series 6-5. They lead this week 3-2. Still 1-2 on DeSone. Romero at first. Chirinos holds him on the pitch. And DeSone rifles it the other way down the line for a base hit. Right fielder Avina comes and plays it, bobbles it, picks it up, throws it back into second. Romero goes over to third, and he's there with 2 outs. DeSone at first with a base hit. Now Frederick Benkozme, who's 3-for-3 today. A chance to give the Shorebirds their first lead of the day. Before scoring in the sixth, the Shorebirds had been shut out in 14 straight innings. They scored 2 to tie it in the sixth, and now a chance to take the lead in the seventh. First and third, 2 outs, tied at 2, home half of the seventh. Here's the pitch. And Benkozme, a high chopper by the stab of Chirinos at first, and on into right, a base hit. Romero scores. DeSone goes to third. He's in ahead of the throw. And Frederick Benkozme, his fourth hit of the day, gives the Shorebirds a 3-2 lead here in the last of the seventh. Have a day, Frederick Benkozme. Came into today's game just 3 hits in the series. He has 4 today. Romero scores. It's the 13th hit of the day for the Shorebirds. Throw over to first, and Benkozme back in with a dive. 3-2 Delmarva, last of the seventh. Now Elio Prado, who tripled his last time up. His triple's the only extra base hit of the game for the Shorebirds. The pitch. And Prado swings, lines it out towards left center again. Fernandez on the run. And the center fielder able to reel it in for the final out of the seven. For the Shorebirds with some two-out magic. Base hit for DeSone, and then Frederick Benkozme. An RBI single gives the Shorebirds the lead. On to the eighth, it's Delmarva 3, Carolina 2. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. The Shorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey,
Everything turning up Shorebirds the last two innings. Frederick Benkozme, a two-out RBI single. The last of the seventh gives the Shorebirds the lead, 3-2 here at the start of the top of the eighth. Ryan Long struck out the side of the seventh, comes back out for the eighth. The righty fires home to Jesus Chirinos, and the breaking ball is down the middle for strike one. It's now seven innings this season for Ryan against Carolina. He hasn't allowed a run. 0-1. Chirinos big, swing and a miss out in front of a breaking ball. It's 0-2. Long trying to make it four straight strikeouts out of the bullpen. Works from a full wind with nobody on. Progresses into it, his 0-2. Breaking ball misses up and away. One ball, two strikes. Mudcats are getting Jason Pena loose out in the bullpen. After Miguel Guerrero gave up a run last inning, the 1-2, Chirinos fouls it back. Still 1-2. Chirinos takes a stroll outside the hitter's circle, now digs back in. 1-2 again. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Four straight strikeouts for Ryan Long. He gets Chirinos out in front. And there's one out here in the eighth. Brings up Luis Castillo. He's 0-3, and Long dialed in on the mound. Into his motion, the pitch. Change up on the outside corner, strike one, and every pitch is working for Long today. Fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. 0-1. Changeup in at the knees again, it's 0-2. Castillo has popped to second, grounded to second, and struck out. Long going for five straight strikeouts. One out, top of the eighth. Long, a slow leg kick, the pitch, and the fastball is way high. 1-2. Castillo from the left side digs in. Shorebirds up a run, top eight, the pitch. Fastball just outside. Ball two. Two and two on Luis Castillo. Long gets his sign, the pitch. And the fastball is up and away for ball three. One out, top of the eighth. Nobody on for the Mudcats. Down a run. Payoff pitch. And Castillo hits a liner back up the middle and into center for a base hit. Snaps the streak of long strikeouts at four. And the Mudcats with a one-out base runner here in the eighth. That's the tying run. Eduardo Fernandez, the batter, 0-2 today. Walked in the second, lined third in the fourth, and struck out swinging to end the fifth. Long the stretch for the first time. Here's the pitch. And the breaking ball is in at the knees for a called strike. Shorebirds had been shut out for 14 straight innings before tying the game with two runs in the sixth. Took the lead in the seventh. Frederick Benkozme, his fourth hit, an RBI single. The 0-1, Fernandez, a high drive down the left field line. DeSone racing over into a slide. He reels it in. From the seat of his pants, he throws it back into second to hold Castillo at first. But a whale of a play from Michael DeSone down the left field line for the second out of the inning. Looked like he plucked that in foul territory. Somehow he got back into the corner, went into a slide. Made a great play, two outs here in the eighth. Still a man at first, and Yadier Arenado the batter. Arenado 2-3 today. The pitch, swing and a miss. Miles late on a fastball. Shorebirds up 3-2, top of the eighth. Trying to split this series here on Sunday, the finale. Long on, long set. His 0-1. Breaking ball, foul tipped, held on to by Monte Cohn. It's 0-2. Long struck out the first four he saw. Single, fly out, now trying to make it five strikeouts in two innings. The righty comes to a high set. He holds. Now the pitch. And Arenado swings and misses. Fastball letter high. Long strikes him out for the final out of the eighth. Another scoreless frame for Ryan Long. On to the bottom of the eighth. It's Delmarva 3, Carolina 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth, it's now the Shorebirds 3 and the Mudcats 2. Sam Jelinek with you. The Shorebirds vying for a come-from-behind series finale victory. One last chance to add on some insurance before we go to the ninth. It's now Jason Pena on the mound for the Mudcats on this TechNet called the bullpen. Here places Miguel Guerrero, who goes two innings, allows a run on three hits, one walk, and strikes out two. And right now, he is on the hook for the loss. Leading it off for the Shorebirds, it's Steven Acevedo, 7-8-9 due off. Acevedo tied the game in his last at-bat, an RBI single. Shorebirds 13 hits today, 12 singles. Pena from the stretch with nobody on. The righty deals home, and the fastball is up and in. Acevedo has to back out of the way, lest he be plunked in the head. Pena making his 10th appearance of the season, his second this week. He is 2-0 with a 2.75 ERA. The 1-0. Fastball misses inside again for ball two. 6'1", 165-pound righty. He's 19 years old. 19 and two-thirds innings. He's struck out 25 and walked 14. 2-0 pitch. Fastball misses high and tight again. Ball three. Pitch. Acevedo takes a called strike on the inside half, 3-1. Acevedo trying to kickstart something here in the eighth, leading it off. Head in the count, 3-1 the pitch. Acevedo takes down and away, ball four. He walks to begin the inning. Just the third walk that Mudcats pitching has issued today. He gave up just two yesterday. And Acevedo now on first. He was caught stealing his last time on, as the Mudcats have thrown out three base runners so far today. Alex Hall had two of them in the sixth. Here's Roberto Martinez. He's 0 for 2. Walked and was caught stealing his last time up. Switch hitter bats left in the first pitch. Chest high fastball is in for a strike. Oh, and one the count on Martinez. Third baseman Giraba plays in. Everybody else at normal depth. The pitch. Martinez swings and misses down to a knee. 0-2. Pena from the stretch, the pitch. And it's bounced in. Nice block by Hall. Keeps it in front. Backhand stab. One, two. Martinez waves away at a breaking ball in the dirt. Pena strikes him out. And there's one gone here in the eighth. Brings up the nine-hole hitter and catcher, Michael Montecone. Montecone one for three. He singled back in the fifth. Acevedo at first, one out. Shorebirds up 3-2, bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Breaking ball is right down the middle for strike one. Series finale between the Mudcats and the Shorebirds. Season series on the line as well. 0-1, Acevedo runs from first, fastball misses outside, and Hall bobbles the transfer. Not able to get a throw off, and Acevedo steals second without a play. For Acevedo, that's his seventh stolen base of the season. Now in scoring position for Montecone, count level at one. Shorebirds trying to earn a split of both the series this week and the season series at large. 1-1. Montecone takes down and away, or down and in rather, 2-1. Two-one pitch. Montecone takes a breaking ball down and in. Bounced in. Hall had to block it. 3-1. Three and one on Montecone with the top of the order on deck. Acevedo at second the pitch, and Montecone takes a fastball down the middle. 3-2. Inside move to second, and Acevedo belly flops to the bag. Came up short and then inchwormed his way back to second. Takes his helmet off, looks around, trying to see if anybody noticed that he did that, and yeah, everybody saw. 3-2 pitch. Montecone hits it in the air out to left. Not very deep. Castillo back a couple of steps. He's under it. He puts it away for the second out here in the eighth. Acevedo back to first, this time on his own 2 feet. That brings up Luis Valdez, the top of the order. Valdez 2-for-4, a stolen base, and was caught stealing. He's now at 59. Stolen base away from tying the Shorebird single-season record. Gets on base, maybe he swipes two more to set it before Shorebirds hit the road tomorrow. Pena steps off, now retoes the rubber. Acevedo at second, two outs. Shorebirds up a run, bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Valdez lay on a fastball, swings and misses. Strike one. Pena said, here's the pitch. And Valdez, a worm burner right into the shortstop. Moore has it crawl up his arm and can't pick it up. He kicks it onto the infield grass and everybody's safe. Acevedo goes to third, Valdez at first on the error.
Number 27, Nuevas Romero.
So first and third now, two outs for Nuevas Romero. singled and scored the go-ahead run his last time up in the seventh. Shorebirds 3, Mudcats 2, bottom of the eighth. First and third for Romero, trying to provide some insurance. First pitch. Romero swings, punches it out towards right. On comes Avina. He's there, and he puts it away and straight away right for the final out of the inning. Shorebirds strand men at the corners in the eighth. It's on to the ninth. Shorebirds 3 outs away from a victory and a series split. It's the Birds 3, the Mudcats 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds actions from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can. Head to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
The Shorebirds are in town August 9th through the 14th at Purdue Stadium to take on the Carolina Mudcats. On Friday, August 12th, the Shorebirds are hosting Scrapple Night with special jerseys, Scrapple menu items, and post-game fireworks presented by Rapa Scrapple and Greensboro brand Premium Scrapple. Saturday, August 13th, it's another post-game fireworks show. And Sunday, August 14th, it's Kids Run the Bases After the Game presented by Papa John's. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Top of the ninth, it's the Shorebirds 3 and the Mudcats 2. Birds 3 outs away from a win. The ball in the hand of Ryan Long, trying to pick up a 3-inning save here for Delmarva. Or actually, technically, now that I think about it, Long's in line for the win, so scratch that. Ryan doesn't want the save. He wants the dub. Shorebirds scored 2 in the sixth to tie it, 1 in the seventh to take the lead. 8-9-1, 2-1 for the Mudcats here in the ninth. Brandon Giraba leads it off. Long the wind in the first pitch. Fastball is high. Ball one. Long has now thrown 8 innings this season against the Mudcats and hasn't allowed a run. Giraba, the third baseman, 1-for-3 today. Mudcats just 5 hits total. 1-0 pitch. Giraba swings and pops it up behind home. That'll sneak out of play. Strike one. Long, through 2 scoreless innings, has struck out 5 and allowed just a hit. 1-1 pitch. Giraba takes a breaking ball at the top of the zone. Little slider, tight cutter. 1-2. Long into his wind, the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Fastball up and out of the zone. Long gets Giraba to chase his 6th strikeout in just 2 plus innings. 1 out here in the ninth. Now it's the catcher, Alex Hall. Switch hitter bats left. He's 0-for-3 today with 3 strikeouts. Long the wind and the pitch. Changeup misses up and away for ball one. Shorebirds 3 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. Mudcats 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. The pitch. Hall swings, foul tips it, held on to by Monte Cohn. Strike one. Long first base side of the rubber, down the hill, the pitch. Change up, cut on and missed. Hall way out in front. Long has struck out 2 in a row, looking for 3. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball called, strike 3. Outside corner. Hall frozen. 2 outs in the ninth. 3 straight strikeouts for Ryan Long. 7 out of the bullpen. That ties his season high, which he's done 3 times. Can he make it 8 in a row to cap off 3 shutout innings and bring home a Shorebirds win? Shorebirds 3, Mudcats 2, top of the 9. Two outs, nobody on. The first pitch to Jay Savina. Breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Oh, 1 pitch. Avina swings, hits it in the air towards right. Down the line, Acevedo comes in. He's under it. He puts it away. And that's the ball game. The Shorebirds wrap their homestand with a 3-2 win over the Carolina Mudcats. The final score tonight, the Shorebirds 3 and the Mudcats 2. Birds rally from 2-0 down and win it 3-2 to split the series this week and split the season series overall with the Mudcats at 6 games apiece. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back, totals and a recap. Your final score tonight, it's the Shorebirds 3 and the Mudcats 2. Post-game show coming up next. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Back at Purdue Stadium, it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Welcome, everybody. Sam Jelinek with you. What better way to wrap a 12-game homestand than with a win and a series split? Let's go ahead, walk you through how this one happened. Man, it was a good, tightly played ball game today. Just a real nice step forward for the Shorebirds, splitting with the Mudcats. And the final half of this series, so different than the first 3 games. Let's walk you through how today happened. Mudcats got on the board first. They scored in the second. Yadier Arenado reached on a fielder's choice, took second on a wild pitch, then tried to steal third with a resulting throwing error, allowing him to score the first run of the game. RBI fielder's choice for Jesus Chirinos. Shorebirds, after being shut out for 14 straight innings, finally scored in the sixth. Frederick Bencozme a single, and then Elio Prado tripled him home to make it 2-1. Steven Acevedo, then an RBI single, passed the drawn in infield, tied the game at 2. Shorebirds took the lead in the seventh. Romero singled and was at first when Michel Desson singled and sent him to third. Frederick Bencozme, then another base hit, his fourth of the game, gave the Shorebirds a 3-2 lead. That's the score they'd win by as Ryan Long, down the stretch, 3 shutout innings. He struck out 7 to hold down the win for the Shorebirds. Final line score here in this one for Delmarva. It's 3 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They strand 11. Carolina, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors. They strand 8. Ryan Long picks up the win. He improves to 5-6. his first outing off the IL, and he was simply great. Three shutout innings, allows just one hit, doesn't walk anybody, and strikes out seven, tying a career high. A loss goes to Miguel Guerrero for the Mudcats. He falls to 1-1. He goes two innings, allows a run on three hits, one walk, strikes out two. Started this game at 5:07. We ended at 7:33-ish is the time that I'm going to call it. So your time of game here today is 2 hours and 36 minutes. With attendance not quite yet reported. With the victory, the Shorebirds improved 37-70 overall. Now 16-26 here in the second half as well. Now 18-35 at home, and they are able to win. After losing yesterday, they split the season series with the Mudcats 6 games apiece, as they split this week 3-all as well. Carolina, they fall to 55-53 overall, now 21-21 in the second half. They are 22-32 here on the road, and they're unable to win here today to claim both the season series and the series this week. Let's go ahead, get you some out-of-town scores real quick. Couple of games active in the Carolina League. Get you those scores first. Top of the fourth from Myrtle Beach, it's 2. And that's actually the only active game left, so sorry if I led you on a little bit too much there. Down East, 10-inning win, 6-4 over Fayetteville. Charleston, 10-0 shutout of Lynchburg. Annapolis, 4-3 winners over Salem. Fredericksburg, 9-1 winners over Augusta. Birdland scores. O's fall to Tampa Bay, 4-1. Aberdeen defeats Hudson Valley, 6-5. Akron defeats Bowie, 7-6. And Norfolk defeats Rochester, 12-7. Those are the scores and people and places that you care about, so let's go ahead and turn our attention to Tuesday. Shorebirds hit the road tomorrow on to Salem, Virginia. Final showdown this year with the Red Sox, beginning 7:05 from Carilion Clinic Field. Don't know the starters yet for that one, but rest assured, pregame show will talk to you at 6:50, first pitch at 7:05. So until then, that'll about wrap it up for today's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for today's broadcast. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium who helped put on this 12-game homestand and made it as successful as it was both on the field and for everybody in the stands. Your final score one final time. It's the Delmarva Shorebirds 3 and the Carolina Mudcats 2. Shorebirds rally from 2-0 down to win it. Frederick Benkozma, a four-hit game. Ryan Long, 3 shutout innings to pick up the win in the victory. So until Tuesday, we'll talk to you from Salem. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.